Blog Talk Radio.
This your boy Black Israel coming at you live out of Washington, D.C., the most corrupted city in the world. I want to welcome all my Facebook people on Facebook, Black Israel Talk Show. Join the group on Facebook. You also hit me up on Facebook at Israel Black, okay? So check a brother out. You'll see the 7 candlesticks on there. Golden 7 candlestick, hit me up, you know what I'm saying? We got a very good show today. We're going to talk about you cannot be afraid or weak spirit in this walk with the Most High God, okay? That's a very important subject. We got a lot of people who's walking around saying that they have faith in God, but they scared every time something happens in this world. You know, like it's a threat. If it be a threat of a bomb or something going to happen, all of a sudden they're afraid. You know, they're trying to put in kingdom work, but they're afraid. You cannot be afraid in this walk. Again, I want to thank everybody for listening worldwide. Shalom to my Hebrew Israelite brothers and sisters. Remember, tomorrow is the Sabbath, okay? So, you know, like I said before and I always say, you know, let's get all praise to the Most High God on the Sabbath, but also show some love for your brothers and sisters on the Sabbath. Okay? So again, you cannot be weak or be afraid walking in this truth. Like we always say, we Israelite brothers worldwide always say, you know what I'm saying, it's not an easy walk. Also want to be clear that Israel Black Talk Radio is not affiliated with any Hebrew Israelite groups. You know what I'm saying? What I'm doing is not affiliated with any group. So what I'm saying is you don't have to be in a group in order to learn this truth, okay? I want to be clear on that. Because some people think they have to be in a group. You know, they have to be in some type of Israelite clique or group. You don't have to be in no Israelite clique or group to know this truth, okay? You get with a good brother or some good people who truly trying to open your eyes and your spirit to this truth, somebody who's dedicated to the laws of the Most High God through Christ. You know what I'm saying? And you study with them. But again, you cannot walk with the Most High being afraid and being weak. Okay, you cannot. Okay? So here we go. We're going to go with the first scripture. Because I'm going to tell you something. First thing you get into it, first thing the churches tell you, and I heard pastors and people and sisters in the church tell people, oh, you better be scared. You know, because it's a dangerous world, this and this and that. No, if you have faith in the Most High God, you don't have to be scared of nothing. If you know Christ is your king and Christ got your back, you ain't got to be afraid about nothing, okay? You ain't got to be afraid about man or anything going on this earth because the Most High God, Christ, got your back, okay? So let's go to the scripture. Let's go. Let's get it. And I want to say shalom to my class online. You know what I'm saying? Class, make sure you get your notes. Write it down. Okay, class, write it down. Get your pen and pencil and write the scripture down. I know I go a little fast. I know I go a little fast on the show because I ain't got but a half an hour. So I'll be trying to get it in. Okay, but I want you to get your pen and pencil because the reason why I say that, people worldwide who listening in, you know what I'm saying? We want to tell my class that because I want my class to go back and read it for themselves. I'm going to read it, break it down, but I want them to go back and read it for themselves. That's the problem. Without people in the past, because they let the pastors do all the talking, and they don't have no book, they don't have no pen, no paper, and they just listen to what the pastor say, okay? But in this Bible class, okay, online, what we're going to do, we're going to take a pen, we're going to get a pen and paper, and we're going to write the scriptures down, and then we're going to read it again after you get offline. You know what I'm saying? When you have some downtime to yourself or on the Sabbath tomorrow, read the scriptures and get that, and ask the Most High for understanding, which I'm going to give you through the Spirit, but you also ask the Most High for understanding. Because we're here to bring brothers and sisters up. We're not here to tear brothers and sisters down. You know what I'm saying? We might have to get on you far as trying to put you straight in terms of when you say Christ is white and we telling you the Bible said Christ is black. And we might have to get on you on some couple of things in the book, but we're going according to the book, not according to what Esau said, a.k.a. Mr. Bobo. You know what I'm saying? Well, we're not going to go by what Esau. We ain't going to go by with the pastor, a.k.a. You know what I'm saying? Bootlegging, okay? So house Negroes, okay? So we ain't gonna go by what they say. We're gonna go by what the scriptures say, and that's the problem. We got to go by what the scriptures say, according to God's word, and according to how Christ taught the Bible through the book, okay? 2 Timothy, chapter 1, verse 7. Let's get it, class. Okay, here we go. For God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of the sound mind. Don't get it twisted, okay? God has not given us the spirit of fear, okay? It's right here in the New Testament, crystal clear, Christians and brothers and sisters worldwide. He do not give you the spirit of fear. So all that about every time something happened to this country or every time something happened outside this country or to this planet, don't be feared. A lot of this happening to this country or outside this country is to benefit the 12 tribes of Israel. It's to benefit you all. Okay? Long as this world is going away this way, you're always going to be mentally, spiritually in captivity. And a lot of us don't want to be in this captivity, okay? You walk around all you want to, being scared, acting like a house Negro. You understand what I'm saying? A broke-down slave, okay? You walk around all you want to, acting like a broke-down slave, okay? But at the end of the day, we have to put our faith in the Most High so we won't be feared and be uncomfortable and be afraid. Put our problems and put our faith in Christ, okay? That's who God gave authority to Christ. He gave all authority to Christ. So there's no need for us to be feared. If you're about this book, down with Christ, down in the truth, down with these commandments, you shouldn't have no problem being scared about nothing. You shouldn't be scared. I hear it all the time, people always talking about they scared, they this, they this. What's going to happen is going to happen. Whatever the Most High allowed to happen on this planet Earth, whether it's for you, me, or anybody else, is already ordained for it to happen. Okay, at the end of the day, parts of the Earth is going to be destroyed. When Christ comes back, he's going to take over. He's going to set up shop. He's going to conquer all the kingdoms of the planet Earth. It's already been ordained. Ain't nothing nobody can do about it. So what I'm telling you, let's together, let's get our soul right, okay? Chris, any questions on what we said on 2 Timothy 1:7? Okay? Okay, so again, okay, all right, my class asked a question. But the power of love and of the sound mind. That's one thing about it. If you had love for the Most High God through Christ, you will have a sound mind. Why? Because you know you're being protected by the high power. So it won't be no need of you to have no type of fear. Because, again, like the scripture said, he doesn't put the spirit of fear on the children of Israel, okay, on us, okay? He don't do that, okay? He has not given us that type of spirit. All right, let's go to Psalms, okay? Class, let's go to Psalms. Okay, for some people online, out in the world, it's in the Old Testament. It's spelled P-S-A-L-M, Psalms, okay? All right, we're going to Psalms chapter 56, verse 3. Okay? Okay, so get it. So let's get it. Come on, class. Get them books open. Okay, here we go. What time am I afraid I will trust in thee? Okay? So in it, in Psalms 56:3, it said, what time I am afraid, okay, I will trust in thee. So in no time we should not be afraid. We trust, this is what Dave was saying. We trust, he trusts in thee, which is the Most High God, okay? In no time we should be afraid, should not be afraid of anything. Okay? All right, we're going to move it on. Let's go to Isaiah 41 and 10. Okay? Class, you hear me loud and clear? All right, okay. Put 100. I want to make sure, because I want to make sure everybody worldwide get this message. Because this is a very important message, because a lot of people think the walking in this walk is easy. It's not easy, man. And yes, you're going to run into a lot of challenges. Yes, you're going to run into a lot of people hating, backbiting, talking about you like a dog, this and that. You don't go through that, because Christ went through the same thing. So you can't worry about what people say about you. Be fair what people think they're going to do. You know, because as long as we got the angels around us, as long as we believe in Christ and the Most High God, ain't nobody can do a damn thing to you. As long as you believe in the Most High God through Christ, they can't do nothing to you. Nothing. And until we have that mentality and think like that, get put that spirit, the armored spirit on top of us and think like that, we're always going to be scared and be afraid like a house Negro, okay? We're always going to be scared like a slave, okay? So we got to get out that slave mentality, okay? Okay, again, here we go. We go to Isaiah 41 and 10. This is what it said. Fear thou not, for I am with thee, be not dismayed, for I am thou God. I will strengthen thee, yeah. I will help thee, yeah. I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. Okay? So right here again, it tell you fear not. Okay, it tell you right there, fear not. For the Most High is with us, okay? Is with us, okay? So you don't have to be fit. So it says, again, this is Black Israel Talk Radio coming at you live out of the most corrupted city in the world, Washington, D.C., okay? And this evening, we're talking about you cannot be afraid walking with the Most High God in His truth. You cannot be afraid. You can't be scared. Okay, God needs soldiers, and you know what I'm saying? He needs real men soldiers to stand up for this nation. Okay, and for the young women and the women in the truth, you already know. You, as long as you have faith in Christ and faith in the Most High God, you ain't got to worry about nothing, being scared about nothing, because God already ordained what's going to happen on this planet Earth, like I said earlier. Okay. All right, now class. All right, y'all with me? All right, now. All right, going back to Psalms, okay? We're going back to Psalms. We're going to go back to this. I'm going to go to Psalm 34, chapter 34, verse 4. That's it. Now, if I'm moving too fast for people who are listening worldwide, I'm trying to move it quick. I'm trying to get all these scriptures in within a half an hour, okay? And I think I'm doing pretty good right now. So we're going to continue going on through these scriptures and get this truth. Again, like I tell everybody, and I want to welcome the brothers and sisters who are coming in from Alabama, the ones also coming from Florida, California. I appreciate y'all listening in. Always show love to New York, Philly, D.C., Maryland, you know, Chicago. Okay, so just keep in mind, I want to make sure that y'all get the scriptures so y'all can also reread these scriptures yourself. And also learn and practice learning and learning these scriptures. Okay? All right. Where we at? Okay, we're at Psalms 34 and 4. Okay? Here we go. I sought the Lord, and he heard me and delivered me from all my fears. You see that right there? Let me read that again. Let me read that again for the Christians, for the so-called Christians, because they think you're supposed to walk around being scared of everything. Okay? Let me read that again. We have Psalms 34:4. I sought the Lord, and he heard me and delivered me from all my fears. So that's what we have to do, people. Family, we have to seek the Most High God. We got to seek our God through Christ. Okay? If we seek him, all our fears will disappear. But you got to have you cannot have a weak spirit. Okay, you have to seek the Most High through Christ. Okay? No matter what, he got our back. Okay? Class. Okay, again, this Black Israel Talk Radio coming at you live out of Washington, D.C. Again, we're making it clear to the worldwide audience that you cannot be afraid in this walking with the Most High through Christ. You cannot be afraid. Okay? You cannot be afraid. Okay? That don't even make any sense to be a. You said you're supposed to have faith in the Most High God and talking about you love Jesus and all this old crap. But you always turn around, every time you turn around, you're scared to death. Every time something goes to happen, you're scared to death. Every time something happens to this country, you're scared to death. You know what I'm saying? You walk down the street, you're scared to death. You go to work, you're scared to death. Put your faith in the Most High. Slap your boots up and put your faith in the Most High God through Christ. He got your back. Trust me on that. All right. Now, let's go to Brother John. Let's go to John. We're going to go to John chapter 4, verse 18. Okay, give y'all time to get it. Okay, let's get it. Okay, here we go. There is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear. Okay? Because fear has torment. He that fear is not made perfect in love. So again, to understand this breakdown, there is no fear in love. Again, anything that you love the Most High, anything you love the Most High, you don't have time to fear, because you would trust in the Most High. Okay? You don't have time to fear if you trust and have that love for the Most High. You understand? Just like it says, fear has torment. Because when you're scared of something, what it do? It bothers you. It worries you. It torments your mind. It torments your spirit. You know what I'm saying? Because you always walking around being scared. And that's what the satanic spirits want you to do, is be scared and be shaken and don't put your trust and your faith in the Most High God. So that's why it said love conquer fear. Okay? Because when you fear, you torment the spirit. You always worry, looking behind your back, scared, worried. Put your faith in the Most High God. Do that 100%, put that 100% love. King David did the same thing. King David put 120,000% love in the Most High God. That's why he said he followed the heart of the Most High God. When you follow the heart of God and follow the heart of Christ, that's 100% love. Not 60-40, 100% love. When you put 100% love, you don't have time to fear about nothing because you had that love. Okay, it's almost like a woman loving a man. You're loving a strong brother. She don't have no fear. She had that 100% strong love because she feels that brother's going to protect her. So she had that love of protection. She had no fear because she loved that man, and she know that man can protect her. That's how we should feel when it comes to Christ and the Most High God. You know, we love God and love Christ so much that fear is not even there, because we know that love is the protection through the Most High God in Christ. Okay? Anybody got any questions on that? Okay, we're going to keep it moving. Okay, we're going to keep it moving, okay? Then again, write the scriptures down. I cannot stress that enough. write your scripture down, because I do not want nobody talking about, well, black Israel said this and black, no, no, no. Black Israel gave you the scriptures out the Bible. We're reading out the Holy Bible, the 1611 King James Bible, okay, or a regular King James Bible, okay? Okay, a regular King James, not a new intercontinental, all this old bull crap. Because a lot of these new Bibles they're trying to come out, they're playing with the words in the Bible. So get a regular King James Bible or a 1611 if you can afford it. Because the 1611 got the Apocrypha. You know, it got all the books in there, okay, including the Apocrypha. But you can't get a regular King James Bible, okay? A lot of people say, well, I can't understand the King. No, you can understand the King James Bible. Okay, get a King. Don't get them new continental, new study, because I'm going to tell you, they play with words in them books. And when they play with words, it's going to start confusing you. So stick to the King James Bible, because that's the one is hand, word to word, to the original Hebrew scrolls, okay? All right. Let's go to Isaiah. Let's go to Isaiah 35 and 4. Isaiah 35 and 4. Let's get it, class. You got to write that down. Write it down. All right, let's go, class. Write this down now. Everybody got it? Okay, here we go. Say to them that are a fearful heart, be strong, fear not. Behold, your God will come with vengeance, even God with a repentance. He will come and save you. So right here is clearly said, right here in Isaiah 35 and 4, say to them, and that's what I'm saying to these brothers and sisters out here who's very fearful, have fearful heart. Be strong, fear not. And behold, your God will come with vengeance. So the Most High God got your back. So anybody, if you got that strong and you had that faith in the Lord, anybody do something to you, something going to happen to them. You don't have to be fear. Whatever go on to this earth, if they drop 100,000 bombs on this planet earth, you should not be afraid. You should not be fearful. Because this is your freedom. Through the Most High God and through Christ, this is your freedom. Whatever go on in this country, that it's going to benefit the 12 tribes, the children of Israel. God, real chosen people. And I'm not talking about them imposters that living over in Israel now. The Edomites, they are not the real people of God. Okay, the Bible proves they are not the real people of God. The Bible also proves that they do not fit none of the prophecy when it comes to Deuteronomy 28 chapters. They do not fit none of them curses. Okay, the so-called Negro in America and brothers and sisters who've been scattered to four corners of the earth, South Central America, and in the islands of Jamaica and Trinidad, they are God's chosen people. Okay, they are God's chosen people. Okay, anybody got any questions so far? We're moving along, and if it seems like I'm moving fast, like I said, brothers and sisters, I ain't got that much time, so I'm trying to get it in. I'm trying to get it in. All right, let's go in the Old Testament for a minute. Let's go to Exodus. Chapter 14, verse 14. Okay? I like this one right here. Exodus chapter 14, verse 14. Here we go. The Lord shall fight for you, and ye shall hold your peace. That's very important, man. Let the Most High do the fight. All some of these so-called Negroes and some of these groups, not all of them, but some of these brothers, some of these people in these groups, they trying to get all militant and had guns and weapons and all that. Man, I'm telling you something. Some of them couldn't even take down a Girl Scout camp. They couldn't even take out a Girl Scout army. You know what I'm saying? Let the Lord fight for you. Let the Lord fight for you. When Christ come back, he gonna handle business. Don't try to handle business. Why you on like you trying to get an army like you gonna go against the white man? You are not gonna win that war against the white man without Christ. Okay, so stop being an idiot and let's do what the scriptures say. Let God fight for you. Let God fight for you. All you need to do is focus on the laws and the commandments of the Most High God and help bring your brothers and sisters up in the truth of knowledge so they can understand self. That is your job. Getting out here trying to buck and all that, the only thing Esau want to do in this country is kill God's chosen people, including the men. Okay, they definitely want to take out all the black men of Israel. They want to definitely take all us out. But again, if you let the Most High God fight for you, you ain't got to worry about none of that problem. That's why I say hold your peace. Chill out. Hold your peace. I know for a fact Christ is capable of handling this earth. He's capable of handling this earth with 200 million angels. He don't need you jumping out there. When he come back, then he'll handle business. Until then, we have to do the right thing by studying these scriptures, open the eyes of our brothers and sisters out here in this world worldwide, and love each other. Stop killing each other. Okay? Stop going out there robbing each other. Stop going out there molesting each other. Stop out there raping, stealing, okay? Stop that. If we practice at least one or two commandments, man, I'm telling you, man, this kingdom, when it comes to the 12 tribes of Israel, we will all fall in place real quick. But a lot of us is caught up in America. A lot of us is brainwashed in America. A lot of us is brainwashed in religion. Okay, religion, then towards that, religion is like crack cocaine to a lot of people. Like a brother used to tell me back in the day, he said, "Man, I can deal with somebody on crack because I know they come off of crack." But that person who on religion, it's hard as hell to get them out that religion because why they've been brainwashed for so many years, man. That image of the white booty, pink booty Christ is in their mind. The white booty angels is in their mind. That will plant in their mind since slavery. From their mother down to their mother down to their mother down to their mother. Okay? When the Bible tells you, he never looked like that. So that religion is very dangerous to the black community. And then you got the pastors misleading them. That's the reason why they are feared. Okay? That's why they are feared. Because they put their trust in the wrong people and not putting their trust in Christ. Okay? I'm just keeping it real. Okay, this is what black Israelites do. Okay, now let's go to Psalms. Let's go back to Psalms. This time we're going to go to Psalms 20, chapter 27, verse 1. Let's get it. We're going to go to Psalms 27, chapter 27, verse 1. Okay, let's get it. A psalm to David. Okay, here you go. A psalm to David. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Who shall I fear? That's what David said. He said the Most High God is his light. Okay? And the Most High God is his salvation. So he said, the question is, who shall he fear? Okay? The Lord is the strength of my life. And of whom shall I be afraid of? So he's saying the Most High is his strength. See, I'm going to tell you something. King David was a bad, bad king. King David didn't play. He was a king of Israel. Okay? David didn't play. He followed the heart of the Most High. And he make it clear right here in every Hebrew Israelite man and woman should feel just like this. Okay? They should say, just like David said, the Lord is his light and my salvation. Who shall I fear? Okay? That's what David's saying. And the Lord is the sense of my life. So again, he said God is the sense of our life. In order for him to feel like that, he had to have 100% faith in the Most High God. And that's the type of faith we got to have today. Okay? We ain't got too long. You know what I'm saying? There's so much prophecy and stuff. So much stuff is happening in the earth. You know what I'm saying? We at the door. But again, we got to wait on the Most High. We got to wait on Christ. Okay, we got to wait on Christ. Okay, let's go. Okay, this is going to be the last one. Write it down. Write these scriptures down, y'all. Come on now. Write it down. Okay, this last, we're going to go to Matthew chapter 10, verse 28. Okay, then check this out. Then this is a powerful scripture I'm about to read. Then this is who you should be afraid of. Now I'm about to read out a very powerful scripture. Again, Matthew chapter 10, verse 28. Write it down. Here we go. And fear not them which kill the body. So it's saying, fear not them to kill the body, but are not able to kill the soul. Okay, that's the question. So we should never fear nobody who can just kill the body, and they cannot kill the spirit, which is the soul. Okay? How you going to don't fear no man on this planet Earth or woman on the planet Earth, somebody who can just kill the body, but they can't kill the soul. Check this out. But rather fear him which is able to destroy both soul and body in hell. So this basically telling you, don't fear man. Don't fear nobody who can kill the body. Because really, at the end of the day, the body is nothing. The spirit would just count. You understand what I'm saying? But fear them, fear him that can kill the body and soul. Basically can kill your body and your spirit. That's the Most High God. That's who you fear. You fear the Most High God because he can not only take you out, your body, but he can also kill your spirit. Non-existent. But if you in his truth and you happen to get killed, you got a ticket to the kingdom. You got a ticket to the kingdom. You know what I'm saying? That's one thing about when you walk in the ways of the Most High God and you something happened to you while you're in his truth, you're gonna continue living. You're going to continue living when Christ comes back. Your life is not in. Okay? So that's one thing about us. When we're born in this earth, we are given a spirit. The spirit is more powerful than the flesh. Okay? We're going to do a class on that later on in the future. But for reference, 1 Corinthians chapter 15 is a very powerful verse. Very powerful chapter dealing with the spirit. Okay, so what I'm telling you right here, we shouldn't be fearing nothing. And I pray that my brothers and sisters worldwide, as well as my class, that join me every week, get the understanding of fear. You cannot be a house nigga, being scared, being fear, being afraid, walking with the Most High. So you cannot tell me, you can't, only person you should be scared of is Christ and the Most High. Everybody else is irrelevant. Okay? Then the only two people you should be scared of, be afraid of, is God and Christ. Again, it's Black Israel Talk Radio coming at you live out of Washington, D.C. Okay, we're going about to wind this thing down. I want to thank everybody for listening to the Black Israel Talk Radio. Again, follow me on Facebook at Israel Black and join the group Black Israel Talk Show. Join the group on Facebook, okay? You get a lot of information on there. And join me every Friday, if the Most High will it, and check me out Friday from 6:30 to 7 p.m. I want to say shalom and enjoy your Sabbath tomorrow. You already know what I'm about to do. I'm about to drop this microphone. I'm out of here. Loaded cock and ammo. We loaded cock and ammo.